Okay, go. So I think we're on. So anyway, we're working on various responses, but let's start with you, Ron. We're going to introduce ourselves. So introduce yourself.
Sure. Ron Huber, friends of Penobscot Bay, and I've used other nom de plumes over time, Penobscot Bay Watch and Coastal Waters Project. You'll see those are different legal papers, administrative appeals, and so on. You know, but at all the time, it's been the very same thing, that the bay as a totality has to be looked at, not simply the corner of it that we fight for most tenaciously because it's our neighborhoods. And because it's impossible for anyone to do that, someone has to be outside of all of them and stay in touch. That's it.
Okay. And Ron, I hadn't maybe mentioned it to you, but if we want to interrupt each other, we just put up a hand, okay? And that's what we do. But let's move on. Someone else. Rodney, tell us who you are.
Rodney Lynch, Rockland. I'm retired.
Retired, okay. And Rodney is retired as the development director for Rockland. And so has that perspective, and he'll bring that perspective. And I have a long note that Rodney wrote. Yes, Rodney.
Yeah, and also I'm a former planner, community development director, and town manager. So I come from that perspective.
Okay, how about Jonathan? Tell us about yourself.
I'm living in Belfast right now. I am on the Belfast Energy Committee, as well as part of Sierra Club, a legislative team leader, and have worked on climate issues for quite a few years. Also, for a living, I've been a contractor house builder, though now my son owns the business, so I work for him. So,
welcome. This is your first time, I think, on
your show. Yes.
The show. Yeah. Yes. Well, welcome. And Becky, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Becky Bartovics. Thanks for having us. I live on North Haven Island. I have done energy conservation, water conservation work for a long time, but I'm also on the Sierra Club Executive Committee and on the Climate Action Team. Rockland is my city, so that's why it's germane to me. Do most of my food shopping in Rockland, et cetera. So anyway.
That's why we call this the Rockland Metro Show. It's sort of my idea of trying to promote the idea of the Rockland metropolitan area, and certainly North Haven would be part of that. Yeah, well, we are. We're the county seat, et cetera. Well, we're going to be talking about this proposal by Summit, a corporation that wants to bring natural gas down the coast. There's already a natural gas line that connects New Brunswick and Canada with Augusta and Lewiston and so on. Is that right, Rodney?
It's the Maritime and Northeast Gas Line, and it comes down like Brewer down to Searsmont and then in Richmond. And then it goes south.
Then it goes sort of inland, yeah, like that.
And that's where they want to connect on to, probably connect on to the compressor station up in Searsmont, which would be close to Belfast.
So they want to bring a line from Searsmont down along the coast through Belfast, Camden, Rockland, Thomaston. Were they talking about going further than that?
No.
Okay. All right. Jonathan, what did you have to say?
My understanding is they're proposing to take it to Thomaston. Also, the pipeline that it would be connecting to goes all the way down into southern New England and ties into the gas pipeline infrastructure all the way to Pennsylvania, Ohio, where the fracking fields are, which this is the Sable Island field is pretty much depleted. So this would actually probably be bringing gas up from Pennsylvania, Ohio.
So, all right, well, we'll get to that because that's an interesting question of where this gas is going to be coming from. So in any case, it looks like it's basically to serve Belfast and the Rockland metropolitan area, right? This is what we're talking about. And I just want to do a little poll to start with and just ask, you know, all those who would like to have natural gas in Rockland, raise your hand. Okay, so now we know where we stand, all right? I'm not a strong advocate, but I'll just put in my piece. I got that flyer from Summit, and they asked, are you interested in having natural gas? And I called a number or whatever, I can't remember just what it was, and I told them, yeah, I'm interested in having natural gas. That's about as far as it goes, and I don't know all that much about it, so I hope to learn more this hour. Why don't we start with maybe Becky, okay? Because she's the one.